Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texas Parks and Wildlife wants you to know about the Dirty Dozen, 12 non-native aquatic species that are illegal to possess or to sell in the state.
The Dirty Dozen list should not be thought of as the top 12.
Lance Robinson is the regional director for the Coastal Fisheries Division of Texas Parks and Wildlife.
There are other species that are probably more detrimental to the state's ecosystem than the 12 that are on this list. These 12 species are ones that we've identified that are specifically tied to the seafood market or the restaurant market.
If these fish simply go from aquarium to someone's dinner plate, where's the problem? Lance Robinson says we cannot be absolutely certain they won't end up in our waters.
In other states, exotic species have been introduced, and the source of those introductions have been from the seafood markets where people have taken them to the beach and used them in cookouts. We haven't seen that problem in Texas, but we're trying to be proactive and prevent it from happening because our subtropical climate here is conducive for animals like that to thrive and become established.
And this can cause serious ecological problems in Texas. Tomorrow, a brochure and poster to help identify these species when you see them.
And we also include information about why the particular species is prohibited.
That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.